You know, if you actually read the labels on food you eat, you'll find some curious things. David Kestenbaum of our Planet Money team recently found himself staring at a pack of M&Ms, and he saw one number in particular that seemed odd.
I'd gone down to the lobby of our building here to buy a snack, and I couldn't decide which kind of M&M to get, so I bought two packs. One regular M&M, one peanut butter-filled M&M. In the elevator back up to the office, I found myself reading the packaging, and I noticed this strange thing. Here, I have one. A pack of original M&Ms weighs 1.69 ounces. The peanut butter ones, slightly less, 1.63 ounces. They were the same price, a dollar each, but you get slightly less of the peanut butter M&Ms. 0.06 ounces less. It's a tiny difference, way down at the third decimal place. I wanted to know why, so I reached out to Mars, the company that makes M&Ms, and while I was waiting to hear back, I made some other calls, and I discovered this whole weird world.
You should appreciate, actually, that the confectionery industry is incredibly secretive.
This is Bill Edwards. He used to work for one of Mars's big rivals, a company called Roundtrees that makes a British candy called Smarties that are very similar to M&Ms.
I mean, more secrets have escaped from the places where they make nuclear weapons than have ever escaped from the places from the major confectionery firms.
Edwards spent a lot of time reverse engineering his competitors' products. And he had a theory here. Maybe, he said, peanut butter M&Ms are more expensive to make. So they put fewer in the package as a way to keep the profit margin the same.
You're not going to do wonders for your business if you bring out a new product that is less profitable than your existing ones.
Oh, so like if you had M&Ms that were out there, there's a certain profit margin, you're going to introduce peanut butter M&Ms. You would never want to introduce that where you're going to make less money on each pack.
No, no.
But then having proposed this beautiful theory, he basically ruled it out. Peanut butter, he says, is actually less expensive. So if anything, he'd expect you to get more in a peanut butter M&M package. So much for the economic explanation. Maybe there was a scientific one.
Is it okay if I buy a lot of M&Ms?
I went back down to the little store in the lobby, and I bought what scientists would call a statistically significant sample size.
10 of these. Should be 10 of these.
I took the M&Ms up to Columbia University to a guy who had a really, really precise scale. Sanat Kumar, he's chair of the chemical engineering department.
Yeah, this is a tenth of a gram, and this is going to a tenth of a milligram. So 1,000 times smaller than what you're looking for.
This is 1,000 times more accurate than we need?
That's right. Talk about a little bit of an overkill, right? So let's zero that.
Sanat had a different theory. Maybe, he said, each bag gets filled by a machine that drops a precise number of M&Ms in each bag. If the peanut butter ones were just a little bit lighter, that could explain why the package came out lighter. So we started counting.
10, 12, 14, 16, 18.
One bag
20.
Had 28, another had 26.
Okay, so 27, 28. So they're not keeping the number constant.
It's all over the map. This is truly amazing. I have no idea what they're doing.
Another beautiful theory destroyed by data. We did discover something weird, though. Something that somehow I'd never realized when I was eating these things. The peanut butter M&Ms and the regular M&Ms are like totally different species. The original chocolate M&Ms are these small, very precise candies with precise weights. The peanut butter M&Ms, by comparison, are monsters. They're larger, they're lumpier, and more irregular. As Sanat puts it, the weights had a larger standard deviation. We measured with the fancy scale.
1.62, 2.0. Fluctuation is amazing.
The larger size turns out to be key to the whole puzzle. I got an email back from the Mars company declining our interview request, but including a statement which explained that for health and nutrition reasons, all Mars products are designed to be 250 calories or less per person. Calories. We did the math. It turns out because the peanut butter-filled ones are so big, if you add just one more of them to these little packages, it would push the calorie count over 250. That, it seems, is why the package weighs a little less. Nothing to do with the price of peanuts compared to cocoa or with the machine that fills the little bags. Calories. I sent a follow-up email asking why the peanut butter M&Ms were so much larger. I got back a one-sentence response. Quote, because of proprietary reasons, we are unable to elaborate on the size of peanut butter M&Ms. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
It's peanut-